You don't just want financial advice. You want to build skills, discover tips, hacks, and strategies to help master your finances in easy, bite-sized pieces. This is 30 Minute Money.
And welcome back to 30 Minute Money, the podcast that delivers action-oriented smart money ideas in little bite-sized pieces. Today, joining me from our beautiful RockVox studio in Rochester, New York, certified financial planner, snappy dresser, and all-around great guy, Steve Wershing. Welcome.
Scott, nice to see you.
It's the socks, but they can't see the socks, so we'll have to just take my word for it.
I'll leave it to your imagination. They're pretty awesome.
So the IRS dropped a few bombs on us.
Not bombs. It's good news.
Good news. It's good news. They're happy bombs.
They're happy bombs. That would be the government's approach to things.
Yes, exactly.
The
exactly.
Happy bombs. So you know, it's the upside of inflation. You know, it's So the announcement came out last week that many of the limits in the tax code are being raised, which is good news. So we can start with the ones at the highest level, and that's new tax brackets. So, you know, a lot of what we do when we get people prepared for retirement is talk about what tax brackets they're in and how we manage those tax brackets, mm-hmm. you know, try to keep people within tax brackets and limit how much tax they have to pay. So, for example, right now, you know, the first tax bracket is 10%, the next one is 12%. From there, you go to 22%. So that's almost 100% increase in your taxes, right? So anything that we can, if you're in the 22%, if you're in the 12% bracket, anything that you can do to stay in that 12% bracket pays off. If you're in the 24% bracket, anything that you can do to stay in the 24% bracket, because the next jump is 32%.
Right.
So the good news is that all of those brackets, because of inflation, have just indexed. They've just gone up. So for example, this year, 2022, the 12% bracket for a couple that is married filing jointly goes up to $83,550 of income, $83,550 of income. You're still at, you're just at the very top of the 12% bracket. Next year, 2023, you can make as much as $89,450 and still be in the 12% tax bracket.
Yeah, that's a decent increase.
Yeah, and so you can use that. So let's say that you're making $80,000 a year as a couple. You know, you might say, well, what good is that to me? Well, what it means is that if you want to do some, if you want to relocate some things from your tax deferred bucket, for example, to your tax free bucket, you want to do a Roth conversion, that gives you another $6,000 that you can do and still be in the 12% bracket.
Hmm. I do have a question about tax brackets. I don't want to get too far off, but you know me, trying to figure things out.
Exactly.
So you said that the jump is from 12% to 22%.
Yes.
So that's it. You're either in the 12 or in the 22, correct? Is that how it works?
It's a good question because it's not like it applies to everything before it. It's not like 22% will apply to all of your income. It's a stair step kind of a thing. It's tiered. So the first, the first this year, $20,550, you'll pay 10% on. And then you go up to 12% and you stay at 12% on those marginal dollars, on the next dollars, until you get to $83,550. And then when you get to that point, at $83,551, you start paying 22% on those dollars. So your effective rate, your average tax rate, is actually below your marginal rate.
I see.
And it's even a little bit more confusing because there are things like the standard deduction and deductible expenses and other things that might come off of your income before you figure out the tax. But just to make it easy at the highest level, you want to go right up to that step and not step up to the next one. Now, if you did, it wouldn't be catastrophic because if you go $10 over, you're going to be taxed 22% on those $10.
Right.
You'll still be 12% for that and 10% below that. But it just gives us more room to work in.
And there's a new standard deduction.
There is a new standard deduction, which is even better. So your standard deduction, it used to be that you could deduct all kinds of things and you'd file a schedule with all of your itemized deductions on it. Of some time ago, they went to a standard deduction, and in the last presidential administration, they doubled the size of that standard deduction. So now, most people don't itemize at all. Most people just go with the standard deduction. This year, 2022, if you're married filing jointly, that standard deduction is $25,900. So the first $25,900 that you make, you actually don't get taxed on because you get to take the standard deduction. That much comes off your income.
Okay.
Next year, it's going to be $27,700. So almost another $2,000 of income won't be taxed. And if you're in a nice low bracket, again, you can make a lot of use of that. What else can you do within that $27,700 that is not going to incur any tax for you? So that's good news, too.
When was the last time this much good news came out of the IRS? I'm just curious.
Well, I have no idea. Well, actually, it would have been the last presidential administration when they doubled the size of the standard deduction.
So there you go. Okay.
That's probably the last time it came out. Yep.
So you've got, in your list you sent me here, you've got 401k contributions now.
Right.
And all that kind of, like everything's changing.
Yeah, well, everything goes up with inflation. So all of these things indexed at once,
gotcha.
Right? So what they do is they figured all these levels out and they determined in the code that as inflation goes up, as the cost of living goes up, all of these things will adjust for it as we go along. That's why all of these things came out at once. It's all one big calculation.
Gotcha.
So just like you pointed out, not only do we have more room in the brackets to make money, not only do we have a higher standard deduction, but the opportunity to put money away for later goes up as well. So right now, if you participate in a 401k, you can put as much as $20,500 into your 401k in 1 year. Next year, that will go to $22,500. So it'll go up almost 10%. You can put that much more in. And if you are getting closer to retirement, the catch-up provision, which means if you're over 50 and you want to put more away into your 401k, right now you can put an additional $6,500 in. Next year, you'll be able to put another $7,500 in.
And that's on top of the the $20,500 or
that's right. So starting next year, if you wanted to put as much as $30,000 in your 401k, you could do that.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I had 30 grand to put in.
Well, exactly.
Did you say it was over 55 or over 50?
It might be over 55.
Okay.
I didn't write that one down. I should know that off the top of my head. But for a lot of those people, I mean, this is a real kind of, you know, this is a real opportunity because, you know, where I really specialize is in that red zone, right? Just before retirement, the kids are out of college, mm-hmm. your obligations to them are done. And a lot of people say, okay, now we can get serious about this. We have 5 years, 10 years to plan until we retire. There are a fair number of people that can really, they really focus on it. They can really jam money into those savings accounts so that they'll be really prepared for retirement.
I see that coming up soon mm-hmm. for me. I mean, I'm going to be 50 next in February.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So I'm knocking on the door. Kids will be out of college by then for sure.
Awesome.
One more question about that. 401k, does that include the 403b that we talked about with my wife's?
403b limits. All of 401k, 403b, 457.
Those are all the same kind
of. All those 400 kinds of accounts.
400 accounts. Yep. Okay. Very cool. And then now the IRAs, or is IRA, not IRA.
Either way, IRA. Another 400
accounts. The Irish Republican Army or
that's
something.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. those limits are going up as well. So right now, you can put $6,000 a year into an IRA. Next year, it'll be $6,500. The other fun thing about that is, there's the traditional IRA that you get to deduct or you get to put in pre-tax, and then it's taxed when it comes out in retirement. But, you know, one of the big tools that we use to provide a low tax retirement is the Roth IRA. And a lot of people are constrained from putting money into the Roth IRA because they may make too much money so that they might make too much that you can, that they can't put a deposit into a Roth IRA. You can still convert to a Roth IRA, but you may not be able to put a new deposit into it. And that limit is going up as well. So right now, if you make over $144,000 in a year as a married couple filing jointly, You can't put a new deposit into a Roth IRA. There's a backdoor way to do it, but it's just easier if you can just do it straight in.
Sure.
Next year that'll be $153,000. So you can make up to $153,000 and still be able to make your Roth IRA contribution.
Wow. So so what does this mean for me?
Yeah. So you want to look at a couple of things. You want to look at what tax bracket you're in right now. You want to look at what your taxable income is so that you can get an idea of how much opportunity you have next year. Take a look at how much you're putting into your retirement accounts, either the 401k or 403b at work, mm-hmm. or if you have regular monthly deposits going into IRAs, you want to take a look at how much is going in there so that if there's an opportunity to make an adjustment, you can do that in advance of the new year. You can get ready for it by calling your HR department or calling your investment company and getting ready to put that away.
Because all of this happens next year.
All of it happens starting January 1, okay. 2023.
Gotcha.
Yep. You may want to take a look at how much you're putting away and compare that to, you know, what the guidelines are. So, for example, the Center for Retirement Research in Boston says if you want to be able to continue your lifestyle, your pre-retirement lifestyle into retirement, then along the way you need to be putting away about 14% of your income. Now, that assumes that you're putting 14% away all the way along. If you got a late start or if there were different, you know, it's not just a flat 14%. I mean, mm-hmm. if you waited a long time and then started, it's going to be higher than 14. If you got a really early start and you did really well, it might be less than 14. But if you use 14 as a benchmark, take a look at what you're doing and see where you are in relation to that 14% and see if that, you know, if these limits work into something that you can go if it fits within your household budget.
I feel like I would need to be at like 90% to catch up at this point.
No, you can still do 14%. It's just that you can retire at 87.
Right. Fine. I kind of figured that anyway.
No problem. Right. Exactly. So one other thing that a lot of people don't know about, because it's a fairly new thing, is take a look at what you're contributing into, for example, at work. So many people have a 401k or a 403b, but now more and more employers are offering a Roth version of those same things. So just did one of these for a client of mine. She's a teacher. She's contributing to her 403b. And we took a look at how much she was contributing and where it was going. And I took a look at the employer's website and realized that she could contribute to a 403b or a Roth 403b. Hmm. And so the Roth 403b acts just like the Roth IRA. When she puts the money in, it's after tax, so it doesn't come off pre-tax, but she's in a really low tax bracket right now. She's got a long way to go in her career, so her income's going to be going up. Her tax bracket will be going up along with it. So for now, it makes more sense to pay the tax now and get it tax-free in retirement, because there's a pretty good chance she'll be in a higher tax bracket when she goes to retire. So one of the recommendations was, let's switch what you're putting into. You can still put money into your 403b, just put it into the Roth version of it. That's going to be better for you down the road. So while you're looking at how much you're contributing, also take a look at what your employer offers and see if there is a Roth version and if that might make sense for you.
I see. So the employer has to offer the Roth
That's
version
right.
of that retirement
That's
plan.
Right. Yeah. There are still corporate plans. I mean, you can put money into a Roth IRA, but if you're putting money into a retirement plan at work, see if they've got a Roth version of it.
That's interesting. I'm gonna see if we have that available.
Huh. Now, there's a strategy around that too. Once you take a look at how much you're putting away, mm-hmm. take a look at, you know, what you're putting into which vehicle. So, you know, a lot of people just, you know, they want to keep upping that percentage that they're putting away. And so every time they have an opportunity, every time they get a raise, they'll put more and more and more into the 401k. And that's good. It's good to put that money away. But again, we really question whether and how much you really want to put away tax deferred, because the biggest problem that I see with people that come in just before retirement is they've got this huge proportion of money in tax deferred, very little in taxable accounts, almost nothing in tax-free accounts. And that gets to be a tax planning problem in retirement. So once you take a look at how much you're putting away, you may want to alter the strategy that you're using. So first, start with the corporate plan. If you work someplace and they have a 401k or a 403b, take a look at it and take a look and see if they match your contributions. If they match your contributions, you want to do whatever you need to do to maximize that match. So a real common one, for example, is if you contribute money into the 401k, the employer may match that 50 cents on the dollar or may match it one-to-one up to a certain limit like 6%. If that's the case, you want to put in as much as it takes to maximize that match. If you don't, you're just leaving money on the table. But at that point, I would suggest stop doing that and take a look at what tax bracket you're in, because it may make a lot of sense, especially if you're relatively earlier in your career, to put money into the 401k to maximize the match and then stop putting that money in and start putting money into a Roth IRA so that you can build up that tax-free bucket. Now, if you've got a Roth 401k at work, fine. You want to make sure that they will match the Roth contribution, because in a lot of cases, they will only match contributions into the traditional version of the 401k. So you want to make sure if they offer a Roth version that you're putting it into the right bucket to maximize that match. So just make sure that you ask and that you find that out. But if what they offer is a traditional 401k, put the money in to maximize the match and then start putting money into the Roth IRA to start building up that tax-free bucket. You can go up to $6,000, $6,500 next year. You know, go up to that limit. And if you still want to put money away, you can either go back to the qualified plan, or there are some other more specialized kinds of tax-free savings vehicles that you could put it into. But that would be the basic one. Put money into the 401k to maximize the match, shift over to the Roth IRA. And then when you've done both of those things and maxed them out, then you can start looking at what other possibilities and what the next best thing to be would after that.
A lot of exciting things happening. You make me want to stop and go back and look and see what's going on and how I can maximize that.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll do the 30-minute action plan. Stay with us.
Your retirement is at risk, not from the stock market, not from inflation. Taxes are putting your retirement at risk. I'm certified financial planner Steve Worshing, and I specialize in helping people create low tax retirements. Unmanaged taxes can take 30, 40, even 50% of your retirement income. Learn how to defend yourself against excess taxation. Our complimentary webinar will cover all the principles you need to know to protect your money for you and your family and keep it away from the government. This free webinar will cover how taxes are different in retirement, the taxes you pay in retirement that you don't have to pay during your working life, how to move savings into a tax-free environment, the widow's tax, the Secure Act, the Secure Act 2.0, and what they mean to you. The webinar is free, but you have to register to save your spot. So go to focusedwealthadvisors.com/webinars and find out more and sign up right there. Even if you're not planning to retire for the next 5 or 10 years, this information will be critical for you. The longer you have to put the strategies into effect, the more you can accomplish. That's focusedwealthadvisors.com/webinars to find out more and to sign up today.
And we're talking about the IRS dropping happy bombs on us. Stephen Worshing from Focus Wealth Advisors is going to go into his 30-minute action plan.
It's going to be my new nickname, Happy Bombs.
Happy Bombs.
That's it. Exactly. Yes. 30-minute action list. So take a look at your tax return and see what bracket you're in, and see how much more room there will be when they change the limits next year. And then take a look at how much you're saving into your retirement accounts to figure out what opportunities there are to increase those savings. So those are the action items.
All right. And let's talk about your webinars you have.
Yep. So
you got webinars.
Taxes in retirement. How to create a low tax or even no tax retirement. Understanding how the tax code works, understanding how the tax code is different in retirement, because actually there are taxes you pay in retirement that you don't pay while you're working. And it's important that you understand what they are so you can avoid them. Mm-hmm. And then some basic strategies on how you can set yourself up for a low tax or at least tax efficient retirement.
FocusedWealthAdvisors.com/webinars is where to find that. And if you're looking for podcast help, you can contact me at rockbox.com, and you can come down to our beautiful Bushnell's Basin studio and produce your own podcast or legacy cast or whatever you want to do that's audio and video related. I'll get my greedy little hands on it at some point. Well, thank you so much again for joining us on 30 Minute Money. We'll be back next time. Of course, the podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, and it's easily found by going to 30minute.money. We'll see you next time. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or like the Stephen Wershing CFP Facebook page, and feel free to leave us a suggestion for what topics you would like to hear discussed on the show. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC, advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Focus Wealth Advisors and Cambridge are separate entities. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions.